Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks. And Ibrahim Ali, who runs the Mason Square Farmers Market in downtown Springfield, is also part of Gardening the Community, bringing food justice to downtown Springfield. Food justice may not be two words that you see together too often. What does food justice mean to you, Ibrahim?
Well, small correction, too. We're in the Mason Square neighborhood. So it's near Six Corners. So it's a little bit up from downtown. So it's kind of like up on the hill.
Everything that's in Springfield to me is downtown.
Seems like. Right? So for me, food justice, it basically means that it's building some equity in the food system in Springfield and in the broader valley. Organic, for lack of a better word, food shouldn't be just something that is exclusive to people who can afford to pay the higher cost of what it takes to purchase it. For me, it just means that everyone has access to quality local food.
How does that play out?
One way what we do is we have been able to bring a number of farmers who not only want to feel as though that they could make money in this community, but they believe in trying to make sure that they can provide that. It's a service in a sense that, you know, you're doing something that's not happening. The local food is the more nutritious food, the more fresh food, and it tastes great. I mean, we have a pepper.
Yeah, you brought me an amazing pepper. I'm going to bite into it if you don't mind.
We grew that.
This grew in downtown Springfield. Mason Square.
It was grown by the youth of gardening the community.
How's the community rallied around the farmers market, and how have the farmers responded?
People, they want to eat healthy. And the more that information is shared by either their doctors in the schools. For us, like, we have young people that work with us in the gardening community program where, you know, they bring home that food all the time. So it's like the parents have to do something with it.
Yeah.
But I think there's a kind of a aura, a vibe to the market that is very unique. Whether it's the music, whether it's the information that we have people come and share, the food that is cooked at the market. You get the definite aspect of buying your vegetables, but then you know and you realize that you're contributing to something that is unique. We have Glenn Roy Buchanan, who's one of the only black farmers in Western Massachusetts, but definitely in this area that I can think of, who sells, you know, a great bunch of produce that really is particular to the community that is there. There's a lot of West Indians, there's a lot of Puerto Ricans, so we serve that particular market with the things that they would want to cook with and the things that they cook with on a daily or weekly basis.
You mentioned that with the gardening, the community, that you work with a lot of kids who are then working in these community gardens. What's some of the reactions been with these kids who I'm assuming probably don't have a lot of experience either on a farm or with a lot of places to garden?
One thing is they hate weeding.
Yeah, who doesn't?
The things that people would think that really dislike to do the most is really the greatest opportunity to talk, to get to know one another, to laugh.
They had a weed dating event in Greenfield.
Yeah, I heard about that. Yeah. I got the email. So, you know, so there's that aspect of it. And then there's like just the scientific of finding the seed and the you know, figuring out how many days out things are going to grow and all of those, you know, kind of elements where a school is like, yes, we'd love to do that too. We have to turn down kids to join the program because there's only so much space. We only have so much of a budget. We try to give them a stipend to, you know, to work with us, which is another thing that I'm very proud of, because you have young people. Not only are they growing food in communities and in places that were neglected, but they're also bringing that food to the farmers market. So they're interacting with multi-generations of people.
Right.
Let me be real with you. The kids don't give up their junk food. So they still have their Eatos diet. They have the Doritos, Cheetos, and Fritos. But they eat better. You know, as time goes on, you can see the difference in how they look at the food and knowing where a carrot comes from. Some kids don't know where a carrot comes from.
Yeah, they think it comes from the store.
And I've heard kids say it comes from the store or can't. You know, we're very proud of what we're able to do with the GTC youth. Absolutely.
Ibrahim Ali, who's part of the Mason Square Farmers Market, runs that, and as part of gardening the community. In your other life, Ibrahim, you are a signed hip-hop artist, or were with Mass Pike, and you were on Elektra Records.
Yes.
Do these two worlds ever merge? Do we get to see Ibrahim and Mass Pike at the Mason Square Farmers Market ever?
That probably won't happen.
Does it blow the kids' minds when you're like, hey, I'm going to teach you how to find bugs on your plants that you're growing here in the garden? And then they're like, wait a minute, aren't you that guy?
Yeah, dude, I've had very interesting conversations when people actually do the research, because I don't tell them anything, you know what I mean? But once one person knows, they look it up and then they share it and we laugh about it. But, you know, we try to keep the focus on the food and the vegetables.
Ibrahim Ali, from the Mason Square Farmers Market and Gardening the Community, and Phil Corman from CISA. There is farmers markets up in the upper parts of the valley, as you may have heard before, and including the Tuesday Market in Northampton.
Tuesday Market, obviously, is in a community that is a wealthier community than the Mason Square, but also there's a strong commitment that all people can shop at all markets, and the Tuesday Market does a great job. And there's a pie contest this coming Tuesday, and every dollar that's raised is going to match food stamps or SNAP at the Tuesday Market. Come either bake pies or eat a slice of pie and help the community have access.
Phil Corman from CISA and Ibrahim Ali. You can find more at buylocalfood.org.